Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The second baseman, John Kroner. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Russell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Russell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sugar Cain. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sugar Cain. And now, play ball. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Fox reaches second base with a double. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox moves to third. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Cronin moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is walked intentionally. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes bunts towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to third. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cain fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cook moves to third. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-1 in the game. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. Cook scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish. Haas reaches second base with a double. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bonura is walked intentionally. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Haas moves to third. Bonura moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cain fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Werber bunts towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-0 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sugar Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain is 0-for-1 in the game. Cain bunts towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Cain moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell bunts towards third. Dykes catches it and throws to first to double up Berg. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cook strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bonura moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bonura scores. Appling moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. Hayes moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Sugar Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain is 0-for-2 in the game. Cain hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a line drive towards first. Bonura catches it and steps on first to double up Kramer. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fox is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0-for-2 in the game. Kroner hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonura moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hayes bunts towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Bonura moves to third. Appling moves to second. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes is walked intentionally. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bonura scores. Appling moves to third. Dykes moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane is 0-for-3 in the game. Cane hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling scores. Dykes scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 7-1, White Sox. Jack Wilson now pitching. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kroner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-4 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Almada pinch hits for Jack Wilson. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Almada moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kramer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Maynish hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Almada moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Henry now pitching. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynish. Haas reaches second base with a double. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haas scores. It's 8-1, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a line drive into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. Hayes moves to third. Sewell moves to second. It's 9-1, White Sox. Sugar Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cain is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0-for-3 in the game. Kroner takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.